Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 18th, to welcome two guests to the podcast. Today we have with us Elizabeth and Sid Lohman. Elizabeth and Sid and I spent lots of time together recently on a mission trip to Denver when we were in the church van together and we talked about so many things. I can't wait for you guys to get to know them more at the end of the podcast. First they'll read for us and then we'll have some time where we talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, Elizabeth and Sid, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having us. We're excited about being here. Today I'm reading from Exodus 6, 1 through 12, the NIV version. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country." God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I do not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they reside as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country." But Moses said to the Lord, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me since I am speaking with faltering lips?" Now let's read from Psalm 87. "He founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Philistia too, and Tyre, along with Cush, and will say, 'This one was born of Zion.' Indeed, of Zion it will be said, 'This one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her.' The Lord will write in the register of the people, 'This one was born in Zion.' As they make music, they will sing, 'All my fountains are in you.'"
Happy to be here today. Also, I'm going to be reading from John 17, 20 through 26. "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me, I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, so that they may be brought to the complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me, and you have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given to me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them."
Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Sid, for joining the podcast today. I want the people who are listening to get to know you a little more. Tell me about where you're from.
Well, I was raised and born in Enterprise, Alabama, and in a small, lovely town south. We call it LA, Lower Alabama. And my parents still live there. My brother lives there. And it was a lovely, lovely place to grow up and just great memories.
What about you, Sid?
I was born and raised in Birmingham.
Okay. What part of Birmingham?
Vestavia.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how did you guys meet one another?
We met through a sorority sister and a fraternity brother. And then we dated our junior and senior year of college. And before I graduated from college, I had a ring on my finger. So we were engaged and got married 6 months after college.
And when did you guys get married?
We got married November 1st, 1986.
And tell me about your kids.
We've got three lovely children. Collier, and she's 28 years old. And then Christian, he's 26. And Mills is 22. And Collier's married to Johnny Simpson, and they got married 3-4 years ago. And then Christian just got married to Natalie. It was Willis, but now she's Natalie Lohman, July 23rd. So they're newlyweds.
And Mills is a senior at Alabama studying accounting.
Okay, so do you guys all pull for Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Okay, I feel like that might be important.
Very important, especially, and even when we got married, we had to find a weekend that Alabama or Auburn, you know, that they weren't playing. And we also had to get an easy date. It was 1/1/86. So make sure.
It was 11/1/86.
You got it.
See, I did it for Sid and he did it for me.
Tell me a little bit about your hobbies and your interest.
We both love to work in the yard and spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, and we have a place up at Mentone that we love and cherish. It's sort of a little getaway and our little piece of heaven. But there's always work to be done up there. And if we're not working up there, we're on the river or, you know, enjoying the either snow or the hot summers. So
do you water ski or snow ski?
No, it's a small river, so it's just kayaking, canoeing, and then we have two dogs that we love. They're Australian Shepherds, and they love the water, so we spend a lot of water time with them.
I wanted to just ask you guys about your favorite foods. Do you have any comfort foods?
I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
Now, that was kind of a cheat on my hand, because I learned this about Sid when he and I were on the bus ride. At our mission trip, I got kind of chatty in one of our bus rides, and I was asking everybody about their favorite dessert. Elizabeth, what is your favorite dessert?
Well, I guess I would have to say it'd be like creme brulee or something like that.
And then Wayne was talking about ice cream, and Miss Sharon, I can't remember what her favorite was. She always talks about her
cookies.
Favorite meal is the next one she has or something like that. And then I got to Sid, and he said donuts, and I was like, yes! I love some donuts, so we share that in common for sure. Tell me a little bit about your faith in Christ.
Well, I grew up, again, in Enterprise, and that's what it was all about. It was Sunday mornings, and we would go to church, everybody, Sunday school and church, and then we'd come home, and we didn't even, you know, change our clothes. The girls would stay in their slips and watch a little Tarzan, and then we'd go to church Sunday night. And then on Wednesdays, we were there every Wednesday, whether it was Mission Friends or GAs, or my brother was in RAs, and my grandparents were in the same church, and we all sat together every Sunday. We had that Baptist pew, you know, the Mills pew is what it was. But I just grew up and never, you know, never even knew anything else. And then when I went to college, I will say that, you know, I didn't lose, but I wasn't as strong as I was when I was at home in Enterprise. And then when Sid and I got married, we, and especially when we started having children, it was that time that we found our church, and that was in Jackson, Mississippi, until we moved back to Birmingham. And but it was in Jackson that we started worshiping together as a family. So
tell me a little bit about your faith, Sid.
And mine was similar. My mother would get myself and three siblings dressed Sunday morning and take us. And we would go to a church where my mother's parents went, and it was always nice. And so through my upbringing, I've always felt he was there and always had him in my heart. And as we've gotten older and had children and gone through life, there's times that I've definitely known that he's been there for me.
Okay, well, you were in Jackson when you first started worshiping together as a couple, but what brought you to Mountain Brook Baptist and maybe back to Birmingham?
It was a job, Sid's job, and we wanted to get back to Birmingham. It was just Sid's family was here, mine was, you know, closer than Jackson, and we wanted to raise our children in Birmingham. So we came back and couldn't find a house, and so we were renting a house, and one Sunday morning I said, well, we're going to find a church. And so came to Mountain Brook Baptist because it was close by. It was the first church we even went to. And I remember the church was having renovations and everything, and so the service was in Heritage Hall. So it was small, so you really were able to see people, and everyone was so, so kind. But then a familiar face, a sorority sister of mine, came out of the crowd, and Sandy Bolin Ballard, and she just welcomed me, and ever since then, we just said there was no other place. We just felt at home, and not to mention our love and towards Dr. Moby's. He was
very special.
Yeah, very special, and made us feel special. And then, just the church in itself just has always embraced us, and we felt at home.
Speaking of Dr. Moby's, I know that you guys went on a mission trip with Dr. Moby's to Sri Lanka. I want you to tell me about that experience.
Well, it was for Habitat for Humanity, and I think it's the first one we had gone with Dr. Moby's. We went to Sri Lanka after the tsunami and were rebuilding homes that had been washed away, and it meant the world to me. I remember Elizabeth came home and said, they've got a trip to Sri Lanka, and I thought, nobody's going to Sri Lanka. And I wouldn't take anything for the experience now.
And just to see God's hand down there, you know, and what we witnessed and how much they appreciated us being there. And it just felt wonderful doing God's work. And I think that was one time where it was out of our comfort zone. And we were able to communicate. We were able to work with their tools, which were not all that great. But we still accomplished a lot when we were there, so much that then Sid went on another mission trip with Dr. Moby shortly after that to Mexico.
Yeah, we went down to Mexico and rebuilt a house for a woman down there.
And so sort of what happened from there, our kids were like, "What? Where are y'all going?" They wanted us to quit going because we were gone, you know, a bit. And they said, we want to do something like this. And so some of the leaders of the church, they got together and they created the family mission trip. And we went on the first one to Boston, and it was an experience. We've come a long way as far as what Ms. Sharon has developed and everybody else, what all they put into it. And they're a well-oiled machine now, and they get a lot accomplished, not only just witnessing, teaching, but also building and whatever else needs to be done.
Yes, and connecting with your church family, because I see you every Sunday, and yet when we were together a couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave us a depth of friendship that we had not known prior because we saw one another serving the Lord, and it is such rich fellowship. Another thing that I learned about Sid and Elizabeth on this trip was that they listened to Tara Lee Cobble, who does something called the Bible Recap. I thought you might want to share about the Bible Recap in case people are interested in another resource.
Well, we thoroughly enjoy her. We've always tried to start reading the Bible from Genesis, and then we get to, you know, maybe Exodus, and and fall asleep while we're reading. It was just hard. Now, with the Bible Recap, you read scripture and they read it to you, which is so nice. So you're not fumbling over the how to pronounce something, or, you know, it's much smoother and easier to understand. And then after that, you join into Tara Lee Cobble's Bible recap, and she goes over everything and sort of ties it all together and just puts it in layman's terms, you know, just and mm-hmm. so we can understand exactly what is going on. And it has been, we've enjoyed it.
Well, it's a special time we get to spend with each other now that we can sit down, turn everything off, listen, and grow. And it has meant a lot.
Well, thank you both for joining today. Elizabeth, it would be a great privilege for us if you would end our time with prayer.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we've had together. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our church. We pray for your blessing on our friends and our families. And we ask that you be with us and unify us, and that your will be done, and we trust and we believe in you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.